Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Halfway there, happy Wednesday on the Brett Maga Show. We're getting through the week together. Every single day, we usually kick off the show with a good news story that puts a smile on our faces, and each member of the show picks a day where they bring in the story, and today's Kevin's day.
Yeah, this is neat, man. This is actually putting a Halloween display to a very good use.
All right, find out how next on the Brett Maga Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
There is a Cold Springs, Kentucky man that goes by the name of Halloween Herm, and he has a Halloween display that could break a world record, and he's also using it as a chance to raise money for local charities. Now, Halloween Herm's mom passed away over 25 years ago, but she loved Halloween, so much so that he has made a big deal about it every year since, and every year he adds more and more to his display. There are over 300 unique items on his lawn alone for Halloween. And he's added everything, including new stuff for Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Now, since there is, and since there is no official world record for Halloween displays, he's hoping to set it and create it this year.
Good for him.
Yeah. And each year, he takes donations to see his display. And each year, he donates the proceeds to a different charity that's nearby his home.
That's actually awesome. Have our neighbor behind us kind of does the same thing. He's no Halloween Herm with the 300 plus, but they do have a nicely decorated yard, and in their yard they have donations for ALS.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, that's cool.
That's cool.
Really cool stories today, and we got to meet Halloween Herm, which is a legendary name.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, AB, this was probably the hardest for you guys to admit because might be the most awkward. You see a man's fly down, you know, the zipper. Do you say anything to acknowledge it, or you just let him walk around with the zipper down?
Nope. Y'all be walking around with your zipper down.
Aww.
Why? Why
Rarely
would you not tell
do
him?
I ever notice if someone's zipper down.
Good answer. Good answer.
If I do, I'd feel so awkward I wouldn't say anything. That's a region I don't want to comment on.
I got called out in high school by a teacher after class for not saying, hey, your fly was down. Because after the class was over, we went up to him and said, hey, by the way, your fly's down. He goes, why didn't you tell me that sooner? I would have adjusted myself. And we were like, oh, okay.
Adjusted myself.
You know, I mean, and you don't make a big production about it. Say, hey, the barn door's open. No, you just go, your fly's down.
Yeah, the barn door is open.
You never heard the barn door say
no.
Yeah, there you go. And now you know a new way to do it. AB, would you say anything?
If a man's fly is down, I'm not saying anything. If it's a girl, I will tell you.
Oh, interesting.
Yes,
yeah. Agreed. So you agree with that, Hannah?
Oh, yeah.
So you just not commented on the man?
Nope.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want down there.
Why don't you care about guys?
Yeah.
It's more awkward with guys. With girls, it just seems like a friendly thing. With guys, they're probably like, well, why are you looking there?
Yeah, that's exactly what we were saying. Yeah.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
So I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I know you're just trying to get out of the house and make it to work or school or wherever you're headed. So I'll scroll through the internet. You'll feel like you know what's going on in the world. Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more over the course of the next 2 minutes. When people actually reveal their true personalities.
I feel like you can really tell who a person is in like a time of tragedy.
Tragedy is a good one, but I feel like there's a lot of emotions going on. It's actually just like something typical that maybe you've experienced already in the day, rushing. When someone is rushed against the clock, the pressure starts to go and you start to see their true identity. If they're an anxious person, if they calm down, if they get angry, that like you just naturally snap into whatever you truly are. How are you when you are rushing and hurried?
I mean, I always am anxious, no matter if it's the calmest part of the day or the craziest part of the day. I feel like I'm usually the same.
There's a surprising item that kids will find in their Halloween bags this year.
What?
Raisins.
No!
Isn't this crazy? Over the last couple of years, raisins being handed out at a 522% growth.
That might be the most disappointing thing I've heard in a while.
Are they chocolate covered?
It doesn't matter what you do to it. Put yogurt on it. It doesn't matter.
I actually like raisins, but I think Hannah raisins for Halloween is whack. But apparently they're becoming really popular. Is your Halloween candy already gone?
Probably.
Yep.
If you have the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Those Reese's things, they're gone.
Yeah.
People actually usually buy Halloween candy, go through it, and then have to buy it right before Halloween. That's the most common.
My mother.
A coworker says, hey, you need to give up your holiday vacation because you don't have kids.
What?
Yeah, a man posted on Reddit that his coworker said, hey, we both can't take vacation at the same time, and you don't have kids around Christmas, and Christmas is such a family holiday that I'm going to take Christmas and you get a different one. And they're like, no, I claimed it first.
Wow.
And they got into a huge argument.
Fight.
Yeah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Melissa, you ready to take on Hannah?
I'm ready.
Have you beaten Hannah before, Melissa?
I have once.
All right.
Ooh, one time.
Hannah's like, that's it. Barely can beat me. Hannah, get on out of here. Leave the room. Melissa's going to beat you a second time. We're going to make it a streak. Here we go. Hannah's leaving. She's taking looks like a leftover Chipotle bowl with her. All right, Melissa, 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same questions. When she's outside eating her leftover food, she can't hear the questions or the answers, okay?
Yep.
All right. Channing Tatum says a producer is holding up making 23 Jump Street. Who stars in the Jump Street movies with Channing Tatum?
Jonah Hill.
Yep. Chris Harrison teased that he had a fun announcement coming in the future. What show did Chris Harrison used to host before he was canceled?
Is that the one that did Survivor?
No.
No. It was the Bachelor franchise. Yeah. Who currently hosts The Bachelor now? Everyone seems to associate Chris Harrison with The Bachelor. But who's the actual host for like the last 5 years?
Oh, he's a football player. What's his name?
Yes.
It's in the palm of your hand.
I feel like we could almost count football player.
I think football player works.
Because that's about as much as people know. He's been hosting exactly. One of the biggest shows on TV. Yes. People are like, that old football guy.
Right,
yeah. I can't remember his name. He's not Chris Harrison, but
it's
he's the host.
Jesse Palmer.
Oh, yeah. We'll give it to you. That's two. This singer just announced a 6-episode docuseries on the Eras Tour and final show.
Taylor.
Okay. And then Apple announced they're changing their name of Apple TV Plus to their new name of
Apple Premium. I don't know.
Okay, close. 3 out of 5. Apple TV.
Right.
They just got rid of the plus.
I didn't know there was a plus.
I know. Big name change, big logo change for Apple here. All right, we're going to see how Hannah does. We're going to bring her back in one song, okay?
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
All right, we're having some fun. We're playing Hannah's Homeschool here on the Brett Megas Show. It's a pop culture quiz game. We asked Hannah to leave the room so Melissa can answer 5 pop culture questions. How'd you feel about those questions, Melissa?
Okay. I guess.
Nope. Okay. All right. Hannah's going to answer the same questions to see if you do better than okay. Melissa, tell her how many you got right.
3 out of 5.
3.
Okay.
Got to get at least a 3, Hannah. Tie does go towards Hannah's record. We'll see how she does. Channing Tatum says a producer is holding up the making of 23 Jump Street. Who stars in the Jump Street movies with Channing Tatum? With Channing Tatum?
Jonah Hill.
That is correct. Chris Harrison teased that he had a fun announcement coming in the future. What show did he used to host?
The Bachelor.
Yes.
Gosh, I was thinking of Chris Hemsworth for a second.
Who is the current host of The Bachelor, though?
No, I have no idea.
Nobody
knows.
Just the football guy, that guy.
Yeah. Jesse Palmer.
Nope.
Been doing it for 5 years and people still do not associate him with that show for some reason. This singer just announced a 6-episode docuseries on the Eras Tour and final show.
Taylor Swift.
All right. That's good enough for a tie and for the win. And that's good because this last one is very tricky and hard. Apple announced they're changing the name of Apple TV Plus to their new name of
Apple TV.
Dropping the plus. All right. 4 out of 5 for Hannah. That's good enough for the win. Melissa, you know what to do.
This is Melissa, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. Over 50% of Americans are unable to do this.
I'm going to say parallel park. I know I really struggle with this.
Yeah.
Can do it, though?
After 30 tries, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say roll their tongue.
Oh, okay.
I can do that.
I can do it.
I'm going to say do a cartwheel.
Cartwheel.
It gives me the ick if a guy can't do a cartwheel.
What?
What?
Is this like something you do on a first date? Like, hey, let me see your cartwheels?
Yeah, let me see it. As we're pulling up to a restaurant for dinner.
And,
I don't know that I've ever...
And AB is single, just so everyone knows if you're swearing at home.
Well, allow me to give you the ick, AB.
Okay, over 50% of Americans are unable to do this. As much as we joked around about AB and her cartwheel stuff.
I'm the closest?
The closest.
Thank you very
Something
much.
Physical like that. Over 50% of Americans are unable to do this. 855-444-MEGA. You think you know what it is? Text in at 855-444-6342. The answer's coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right, so we're kicking off an hour of commercial-free music. We have the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. Over 50% of Americans are unable to do this. I said AB with her cartwheel. That people can't do, which he thinks would give her the ick if a guy cannot do.
He has given me the ick. I don't know. I think it would give me an ick to see a guy try to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. I just like that. Get your life together. It's not that hard.
Yeah, Kevin.
All right.
Kevin, like first
I'm going to be doing cartwheel training.
Yeah, I just signed up for it. I just signed up online. I got
cartwheelclass.com.
Yeah, got it on Groupon or something.
Right.
Hannah, what is some of the other answers?
Teacher Katie texted in and said over 50% of people cannot whistle. We got hold your breath for over 45 seconds. Amanda says that people cannot do a push-up. Musician family says touch your toes. We have teacher Suzanne said do a sit up.
It is Reggie the push-ups, but it's 10.
Oh, they can't do 10?
10.
Ugh.
Which I think 50%.
Come on, guys.
I'm going to say 50% of our room cannot do 10 push-ups.
100%. I cannot.
Kevin, could you do 10?
I believe I can do 10 push-ups.
Whoa.
I cannot do 10.
I would be sore tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think AB could do 10.
AB, right. You would be sore if you,
could you do 10?
Got out of your chair.
No, I couldn't do 10.
Okay.
100%.
It gives me the ick. If people can't do 10 push-ups,
yeah,
this game, it's such an
ick. Kevin has the ick.
All right. Kevin's been doing something illegal, by the way, guys. This 50% of Americans do something illegal, too. But I think it's something actually 100% of Americans do. It's illegal, but we all do it. Find out what it is next. I'm out of breath. We were just doing push-ups in between songs. And Kevin just rocked out 10 push-ups like it was nothing.
He did.
And that's all you get.
Kevin's going to do push-ups for the entire 60 minutes of commercial-free music. I want to know what age, if we're just being honest, and we can be honest with each other here on the Brett Maga Show, at what age did you learn how to drive? Don't give me that I was 16 crap. We all got behind the wheel probably before we were 16, or maybe you didn't. Maybe it was, hey, the first time I got behind the wheel was driver's ed or behind the wheel. 855-444-MEGA. When did you start to learn how to drive? When did you start to teach your kids to learn how to drive? If you have kids that are driving age, 855-444-6342. Kevin, who is the slowest driver in America, is been responsible for teaching his daughter how to drive.
Who and drives is, great.
And she is a great driver. Mm-hmm. Maybe you are a good instructor. And now is teaching his teenage son, but he's not 16 yet.
No,
right?
He's only 14. And he does not start driver's ed until next semester, and that's when he'll turn 15. But I didn't really learn how to drive until I was 16, and I was terrible at it.
Really? Okay.
And as you can attest, I still am not the greatest. So I was like, you know what? I wasn't. My wife was like, hey, get your son out in the car and teach him just the basics so he's not afraid to drive. And the more he gets comfortable, the better he'll be at it. So we've been practicing on the weekends for just like a couple of minutes here and there, sometimes a little bit longer if he wants to, in the school parking lot.
I was going to say, do you go out to old country roads or do you go to the parking lots? Where do you go?
We need to go to some country roads because the illegal part is probably us being in a public parking lot and then eventually getting on the road to kind of go to the next lot.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of him getting comfortable behind the wheel, working on, you know, his turn signals, working on, you know, being close to a line. And we do a little bit of parking. We don't do parallel parking because nobody needs that. But he's doing pretty well. And he's got a little bit of confidence. And I'm hoping that just kind of transcends when he actually has to learn how to really drive.
When were you, Hannah?
I'm a big advocate for driving before you're 16. So I didn't start learning until I was 15. But like the day I got my permit, I failed my permit like 8 times. But
did you
eventually,
really?
Yeah.
I failed mine once.
But after I finally got my permit, I was driving every day. I wouldn't drive with my mom because my mom had so much anxiety. It was my sister, Katie. She let me drive her every single day. I was driving with my permit on the highways literally every day when I was 15.
But you didn't
drive
before your permit?
No, but I mean, I didn't like, I feel like permit drivers still like don't drive a ton, but I drove every single day.
I
learned to drive as I was driving.
I think I drove like at 12, guys. Like, honestly,
I'm a big advocate for that.
We did live like out in like 3.5 acres of land, and it was like kind of in the middle of nowhere is where I grew up. And so my parents would let us drive like on the driveways or just down that like street, like no country road. We would drive it all the time. And my dad always says we had like a riding lawnmower because we had like 4 acres on land, and he advocates for like, you know, like the riding lawnmower to like help too. Like, but I was driving everything, like go-karts, all that kind of stuff. And then I think at like 12 is when we started backing out. But I still remember before I was 16 and probably a teenager, like young teenings, I was backing out of the driveway and I kind of like clipped the one of those water basketball hoops, you know, that can kind of move.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, well, get out of the way. So I just kept going. And my dad was like, stop, stop, stop. And I put a whole dent in the car way before I had my permit.
Ooh.
But I got that out of the way. And I have only been in like one accident my entire life. And I started driving at such a young age. You, AB, did you drive?
I didn't start driving until I got my permit at 15, too. But I do think there's no harm if you're doing it safely, learning to drive earlier, because I feel like everybody had a leg up by the time I was 15. Like, everybody had driven, like, a golf cart or a lawnmower, like, all these things where you kind of knew what you were doing. I got in the car and didn't know which one was the gas and which one was the brake.
Oh my
gosh. Was starting from ground zero.
Kind of, it makes sense a little bit. Okay, when did you get behind the wheel? And did it cause any accidents? Was it smooth? Do you feel like you're a better driver because of it? 855-444-MEGA. Give us a call at 855-444-6342. We'll do that next on the Brett Mega Show. Let's take it back to when you learned how to drive or teaching your kids how to drive. Kevin, Mr. Illegal over here. Kevin doesn't have to worry about laws.
That's
what
right.
are laws? When did you teach your kids how to drive or when did you learn how to drive? 855-444-MEGA. Kevin, you're teaching your son how to drive, and how old is he?
He's 14, and it's one of those things that my wife is afraid to drive with the kids until they get their license. And even though my oldest, she has her license and has been driving for several years, she still doesn't like riding with her.
Wow.
So, I've been tasked with teaching the kids how to drive. And my son, we just go out to the local school parking lot on the weekends and drive around for a little bit, just kind of getting them comfortable behind the wheel.
Teresa, you didn't learn how to drive until you were 17, so you took a different approach with your kids?
I didn't get 17 because my mom and dad, they had one car and they weren't going to let me drive it. and my kids, they were around 13 when they did it. Granted, they had go-karts and stuff growing up, but around 13, they started driving. I let them start driving the back country roads and getting used to it. And by the time they were ready to take their test, they were ready to go.
Do you feel like they're better drivers than you now that you learned when you were 17?
I think my son might be. My daughter, no.
Fair enough. Thank you so much for the call. Jody, how old were you when you learned how to drive?
Oh, it's Dodie. I was 13. My dad had property out in the country, and so I learned on the country roads, and there were, like, no other cars, so it was perfect.
13? Did you learn stick? Did you learn stick then, too?
I was driving a stick.
You could drive a stick shift? Dang, that's a flex.
That's a double flex.
You're like,
I'm still driving it.
You drive a stick shift now?
Yep.
Wow,
that's impressive.
Yeah, Dodie's a badass, guys. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Gwen. Gwen, who drove you to a party and how old were they, Gwen?
So when I was 16, I had my little sister who was 13 drive me to a party because I didn't want to walk there.
Oh, my gosh.
So it went super smoothly, but when we got there, I forgot that she had to drive back alone.
Oh, that's funny. You're like, I didn't really think this out. Now I'm at the party, but see you later, teenage 13-year-old sister. Did she make it okay?
She did make it safely. Like, she called me from the home phone to my friend's house. She's like, okay, but like, you've got to wait by the phone. Because we had cell phones, but she didn't have a cell phone yet. So.
And you probably didn't even have, like, GPSs. It's not like you used to do that anymore.
She didn't have a cell phone. Yeah. She didn't have a license.
She didn't have a license.
This is something I would have done if I ever had a younger sibling. I would have made them do something like this.
This is why you were the youngest sibling.
Right, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So she made it out okay, though, huh?
She sure did, and she's a great driver now. See? I like to take credit.
Yeah, that's all you. Right. You did that. Yeah. Like, that's why you went to that party at 16.
Exactly. Baptism and fire.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you so much for the call. The things you do as an older sister, just looking out for your younger sister and teaching them to drive at 13 so you can go to a party.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
If there's one thing about the Kardashians or the Jenners, they can do it all. Like, release crazy underwear, but I don't even want to talk about that right now. Kylie Jenner actually is like going down a new avenue because she's entered into the music realm. So she teamed up with this artist, Terror Jr., to be in his song, Fourth Strike.
Tell me I'm your baby, write your name all over my body. Cross the line, I might do it again. Do it on purpose just to see how it ends. King Kylie.
So that is like exactly what I thought it would be for her to be in music. She's re-entering this like King Kylie era, which was cool back in like 2016. when she had like the ombre, like blue hair, and she just released her like darker Kylie lip kits. Yeah.
I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's not the first time they've done this, though. Kim did a song too as well, and it was terrible. Mm-hmm. I don't really get it. Like, Kylie and Kim, whatever you can say about them, they seem like they do no wrong when it comes to marketing. Like, their cosmetic brands take off. The Skims have taken off. It seems like they do no wrong. This feels, like, weird and unnecessary and confusing.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
And old.
I just don't get it at all. I cannot fathom why Kylie Jenner needs to be in some crazy autotune song that is god-awful.
Yeah, I mean, if there's any, like, thing to try and make sense with it, she's worked with this artist for, like, the past 10 years. She's never been in his music. It's been rumored that she has, but she cleared up those rumors. She has not worked with him, like, in a collaboration with a song, like, where she's in it until now. But that guy was, like, did the music for, like, her Kylie Cosmetics advertisements, like the background music. So she had known him and she just hopped in lyrically for this one. So
maybe she was just bored, but there's nothing that is enjoyable about listening to that.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Real question, and hopefully you can help us answer this. When you got married, did you know you were gonna get divorced at the same time? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. I bring this up for a couple of different reasons. During Keep It Movin', we had had a conversation about how since like 1980, the amount of people that have been married twice has doubled. Mm-hmm. It's just more and more common that people are married once, it doesn't work out, they get married again, relationships end in divorce. I was curious, and we started talking about like omens on your wedding day. Hannah, you came from a family divorce. Didn't it? Like, mm-hmm. It was a snowstorm.
Blizzard.
Like, blizzard. Like, there's a sign. I'm curious if that's what popped in their heads on that day. Like, is this blizzard a sign that it's not going to work out? In the back of their mind, there was a moment with an in-law. There was a moment of feeling in your gut. When you got married, in the back of your head, did you know, or were you completely surprised? I did not know this story was going to end. Flash forward, This Is Us style, and I'm shocked we were not together. 855-444-MEGA. Curious about this.
Yeah, I think it's really, really interesting. I've obviously never been married or anything like that, but I've talked to people who have said like they kind of had like a gut intuition feel. So I wonder if that came day of or just as the relationship moved forward. And if it was day of, like, what was it? Like, what made you continue on or what was the feeling?
You know, I don't come from a family divorce, and my wife does. And I don't think they knew. And I'm like, I don't think they knew. And if you would have said that, I think there were circumstances along their marriage that led to it. And if you asked them on their wedding day, they would have assumed. But I think it's so interesting if you knew it or not.
I think, you know, as the brother of three divorced people in my family.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Who was a member of all their weddings, my younger brother's wedding. Yeah, I had a feeling that was not going to end well.
Do you think your brother did too?
Well, I don't know, because he kind of was the guy pushing to marry, and everybody was like, you know what? I don't think this is going to be a good idea. Don't be a good idea.
My brother got divorced. He was sick to his stomach on his wedding day, and I always felt like he knew something. Like, well, I always felt like when he kept saying, like, I got a stomach ache. I got a stomach ache. I'm like, why are you so, like, I feel like you should, like, you, the reason he had a stomach ache was like some kind of weird.
Was like an omen, like he knew?
Something, yeah. Well, that's what I thought.
I knew it was not going to work out when my brother's now ex-wife snapped at my older brother's now ex-wife about the ceremony, and I was like, okay, this is not going to go well at all.
You knew it. You saw it.
Yeah, I was like, I saw this, and, you know, eventually it fell apart.
Interesting.
But, yeah. I don't want people to think we're asking in, like, a place of judgment. Like, I'm, like, genuinely curious as, like, a
great
sign
point
to look out for if you have it or not.
And or not. Like, you know, like, I'm just, like, generally curious of what it's like to go through it or if it's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Not and other people, so just interest. You guys are living in wedding era right now, Hannah and AB.
Oh, yeah.
Every weekend, I feel like they're at a wedding. And I'm curious if people knew their wedding day, hey, this is going to work out or not work out. And if you look back, you're like, oh, man, I just missed a couple of these signs. And it's almost like a place of, like, if you paid attention to these signs, you're like, oh, my God, I'm going through that similar situation. Maybe I should be aware of this. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Or maybe the answer is, no, I had no freaking clue. I was blown away. Such an interesting question. If you got married and it ended in divorce, if you looked back, did you know on your wedding day, or were you just completely blindsided? Like, I was shocked. On my wedding day, I thought we were going to be happily ever after. And then all of a sudden it ended in divorce. Or did you, like, you know what? I think I kind of knew it back then, but I just did it anyways. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. What got us talking about this is actually a fact and keep it moving. Like, since the 1980s, the people that have been married twice has almost doubled. People just get married, it doesn't work out. I'm hoping that, you know, the second wedding does work out. I'm hoping it's a positive thing. You thought it was going to work out, and then you end up finding the one. Maybe on your wedding day, you kind of secretly knew it, and you're like, you know what? The ones out there got divorced later. Catherine, you got married really young and you decided to go through with it even though you knew it wasn't going to work out?
Yeah, I ended up getting married on a whim because my mom and I weren't getting along when I was in high school. And about a year or two went by after I graduated, and I kind of needed to figure out my life. So I tried to move to Florida. I didn't really tell anybody. I packed up my whole car with my boyfriend, and we went down there. And I ended up kind of knowing in my heart that they wanted to help me, and I needed to really help myself. But I was too focused on the relationship aspect of it and not the actual, like, dynamic about the relationship. And so I feel like now I'm kind of going through personally a lot right now too, you know, just trying to refine myself. And really, like, if you know that person is the one, like, you guys have to really know each other. And I just feel
married to show your mom you got married, like, hey, yeah, you and me are going through some stuff, watch me get married, mom.
Yeah, and that was just not. Hindsight is always 20/20. But yeah,
never a good way to get back.
You're going in.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. Never a good way to get back at mom. Like, well, I'll just go get married.
No.
What kind of comeback is that? Like, hey, when you're 18, like, hey, can you take out the garbage? I will get married.
There's other ways to show her, so to speak.
Lauren, this is about your parents. You said your mom, the day before a wedding, asked one simple question. Got the answer and then probably knew that tomorrow is going to be my wedding day, but it won't be my last wedding day, huh?
Yes, that's correct.
Really?
The day before my parents got married, she was like, hey, it's my dad. Are you going to shave your beard for tomorrow? And he was like, no, are you crazy? Like, no, he wouldn't even trim it, make it look nice, nothing. And she was like, oh, gosh. If he won't do this, this is not a good sign. This is, and she knew. She said, I should have called it off then. I should have known.
But
and they made it 12 years.
They made it
12 years, but, and I'm here. But, she knew.
You know what's crazy about that, though, is here's a great example of, like, you ask a question, and then your gut intuition the day before your wedding, like, I don't know if this is going to work out and why you would still do it. Because I think most people are like, if you knew you weren't going to get married, it weren't going to last, why did you do it anyways? Because how crazy would Lauren's mom walk up to the altar the day everyone's there, the next day, everyone gathers to the wedding, be like, he wouldn't shave his beard, so it's over.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Right? But like, she knew it in her stomach.
Yeah,
but like,
it's a hard thing to explain.
She would look crazy. So of course she got married, and then 12 years later, she's like, he still won't shave his beard, guys.
Told you guys.
But like, thank you so much for the call, Lauren. There's a great example of why I grew out a beard.
Oh my gosh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.